Okay, so yesterday I have instructed Yogi how to be mindful on your movement. So today I would like to incorporate your movement with four elements meditation. So let us know what are the four elements first. Okay. This four elements meditation is also under body contemplation, kaya nupasana satipatthana. Okay. The first element is patthavi dhatu, earth element. Earth element is not the earth itself, but the characteristic that present earth. For example, when you see the great earth, what comes to your mind? Of hardness, right? We feel hardness in. So this hardness is the characteristic of earth element. If the great earth itself is only conventional truth, it's not an ultimate truth. But the characteristic of hardness, the great earth carries, that is ultimate truth. And as a meditator, yogis, we want to see the ultimate truth, not the conventional truth. Okay? So first, earth element has characteristic of hardness. And also, it's opposite. What's the opposite of hardness? Softness. So this hardness and softness, both cannot exist together, but relatively. When it's not too hard, it's soft. When it's not soft, then it's hard. So it's a relativity. You cannot find two in one. Hardness and softness in one place, not possible. Okay. And among and apart these two, there's also harshness. For example, our hair. We rub our hair, we feel harsh. Rough, this is called harsh or roughness. It's also one of the characteristics of earth element. And what is the opposite of roughness? Smoothness. Smoothness. So smoothness is also one of the characteristics which is relative compared with a roughness. Okay. Then the last one is heaviness. Sometimes we feel our body is very heavy. Heaviness is also characteristic of earth element. And what's the opposite of heaviness? Lightness. When you have good concentration, your body becomes really light. The heaviness disappears and the lightness manifests. This is simply because of mind, concentrated mind produces lightness in the body. Produce earth element in the body, which has lightness as predominant factor. Okay, so these are the six characteristics of earth element. Let us repeat together. Hardness, softness, roughness, smoothness, heaviness, and lightness. Okay. The second element is patthavi dhatu, apo dhatu. Apo means water. Apo dhatu, water element. So when you see water, how it appear, how it comes to your mind? Flowing, yes. Water never stops, not flowing. So flowing has characteristic. Apo has characteristic. Sorry, flowing is the characteristic of water element. Whatever in the body, you can feel flowing. For example, your tears, sweat, saliva, urine, phlegm, some more, blood. All these are called apo dhatu internally, inside the body. Then there's another element, characteristic, that cohere all the organs in the body, so that the, all the organs in the body can bind together. Otherwise, my hand will scatter away. My head will not be on top of my neck. It will scatter away. But all my organs, limbs can fit in a proper position because there's cohesion. They cohere all the organs together so that form and shape can appear. This is called cohesion. Another characteristic of water element, cohesion. Sometimes you may feel the body very tight. This also water element. So you can just notice a water element. Don't say that my body very tight. No. You see it as water element. And the next, the third element is Patthavi Dhatu, Apo Dhatu, Tejo Dhatu. Tejo means fire. Fire element. Fire has heat. Element heat as his characteristic. And what's the opposite of heat? Cold. So relatively. When it's not so cold, then it's hot. So two, in fact, is relatively the characteristic of Tejo, fire element. And fire element is very easy to discern because now inside our body, we have digestive fire, we have bodily temperature, right? All these are called fire element. Then the last one is called Vayu Dhatu, wind element. Wind element has pushing as characteristic or supporting. We can sit very straight simply because of wind that support the body. So supporting is also the characteristic of wind element, and we can bend our arm, stretch, bending and stretching, and we can walk left, right, all this because of wind element. Okay, so all we have four elements and six or 12. Earth element has six characteristics, water has two, flowing and cohesion. Fire has two, heat and cold. Wind has two, pushing and supporting. Okay. So now, when you do walking meditation, today I'm sharing with you how to do walking meditation by way of four elements meditation in order for you to realize there's no self, no person doing walking. Only mind, only four elements produce my mind. Okay, so when you start, you get up from your cushion, you stand. Yesterday, I just asked you to aware of your standing, but that is not enough. Just aware of your standing cannot develop wisdom. So in order to develop wisdom, especially non-self, when you stand, before you stand, you have to note your intention first. The body cannot move without intention. So when you want to stand, before you stand, you have the intention want to stand up. So you catch this intention first. Intention, intending, want to get up. Intention, watch that intention. That intention can produce four elements in the body. What are the four? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Especially wind element. So because of that intention, one to stand up, that produce four elements with wind element as predominant factor, then the body stand up. Body start to move. Whatever movement is called wind element. So the body stand up, so you stand up. Then when you stand up, who support the body not to fall down? What support the body not to fall down? Wind element. So same, oh, you listen, wind element has the function, as the characteristic of support the body not to fall down. So you try to feel the supporting. Of course, first time you cannot feel it. After many repetition, then you will know. Then after that, you're standing, then you want to go outside, want to walk. Then also you see your intention. That intention also produce wind element again and again. Because the mind is keep on working. A lot of intention, want to do this, want to do that. Therefore, this mind keep on producing four elements in the body. Then you start to walk, lifting. Okay. So lifting is also wind element. You try to see the wind element move the leg. Try to see the wind element that push the leg forward. Then stop the sole of the feet touch the floor. Lifting, touching the floor. So when touch the floor, you try to feel the sensation where the sole touch the floor. Usually, how do you feel? Hardness, yeah. But if you touch very slow, very softly, it becomes soft. And if you touch very hard, it becomes hard. Then sometimes you can feel cold on the floor. Sometimes you can feel hot. If it's a cold on the floor, it's external fire element. If the inside, you feel the soul hot, is internal fire element. Element can be internal as well as external. Okay? So then you walk. Just concentrate on two enough. Wayu and earth element or tree. Earth element or fire element. If you discern hardness, then it's earth element. If you discern hot or cold, is fire element. Hardness is earth element, cold and hot is fire element. So this is how you should do your walking meditation. When you walk, come in, go out, or do walking meditation outside. Of course, if you want to choose anapana, also fine. Okay? Anapana is pure concentration meditation. These four elements can help you to realize non-self nature of a person. If you walk properly, gradually you lose the perception of self. So if you want to do proper walking, to and fro, you stand first, then discern how the wind supports the body. Or you can observe the soul touch the floor. How do you feel? Depend on individual. As long as you understand four elements, you can choose hardness, you can choose warmth to contemplate. And then mentally you can say water element or fire element or earth element. Then stand, then you have intention to walk. Please catch the intention. Without intention, the body cannot move. So you catch the intention, want to walk. That intention produce four elements in the body that push your body go forward. So lifting right foot, lifting, then touching down, putting the foot down, then you feel another sensation. Same thing, left foot also same. Until you reach the end, then stand still, then you see the wind element support your body. Then you want to turn around, try to note your intention, try to catch your intention. Don't turn without knowing the mind. Catch your intention, then turning the body, see the wind turn your body. Then stand, walk again, same thing, the same procedure again and again. So the purpose of this is first, to catch your intention, to see how the mind direct the body to walk. This first thing, you have to bear in mind what's the purpose of this walking meditation. Second, then all movement are under four elements meditation. And you will see how the mind directs the body to move, how the mind produces four elements that cause the body to move forward. And you see the element moving. So if you can see each step, you can see the element gradually, you lose the perception of I. You don't think of I am walking, no. You see only mind produce materiality or mind produce form, aggregate to move forward. If you can hit this target, then you have wonderful experience. You will see there's no self doing walking meditation. Only mind and matter. Only mind and body. Okay, this regarding walking meditation, incorporate with four elements in order to see no self, non-self nature of each action. Similarly, when you go, if you can understand urinating, when you sweep the floor, the most prominent action element is what? Sweep. Wind element, right? So you take your broom and sweep the floor, then you concentrate on wind element. Although I ask you all to be slowed down, but during chores, you cannot slow down, okay? If you slow down, you only sweep one small compound only. We can do it fast together with mindfulness. Just flow it, wind element. Just see one element enough. Then you can also do fast with mindfulness. Only chores you cannot do slow, okay? Otherwise, very difficult to finish the task. Other things, when have no time limit, then you can slow down, especially when you are alone. You slow down, try to see each element that you experience yourself. Okay, so next come to eating, meal time. Yesterday, I instructed you to eat mindfully. Today, I want to, tomorrow onward, I want you to eat with four elements meditation. Okay. How to eat with four elements meditation? When first, your spoon, your hand touch the spoon. Okay. Feel the coldness of spoon or hardness. Right? It should have some sensation. All the sensations are under four elements. So you feel hardness or softness. Then you bring your spoon into your mouth. That bringing the spoon into your mouth, that movement is called wind element. So when the food touch your food, you will feel some sensation. It can be hot if the food is hot. It can be roughness. The food touch the tongue. It can be roughness, it can be hardness, right? So you choose one enough. Otherwise, the mind get very busy. Now, if you want to see hardness, this hand might get very busy and become very difficult to eat. So you choose one predominant or clear element to comprehend. Okay, then you start to chew. That's very easy. Chewing, what element? Wind element. So when you chew, the chewing, that movement is called wind element. Or sometimes you may feel the upper teeth touch the lower teeth, that touching. Then you feel a hardness of the both teeth. Then you can contemplate hardness or pushing or wind element. Whatever come clear to your mind, then you just contemplate on that element. Then the meditation become more easy rather than you look for it. Okay? So when you chew, there's one thing I want you to do is when you chew, then the saliva will start to flow in the mouth. For many people, they eat and never notice the saliva flowing in the mouth. Why? Because they eat so fast. Before they can see the saliva flow in the mouth, they already swallow. So they never see. Tomorrow we can see. First mouthful of food, you chew, saliva flow in the mouth. Then you contemplate water element, water element. If you can wait until saliva flow out, that also good help you for digestion. Yeah, they help your digestion. So you wait until saliva flow in the mouth, then you contemplate on water element, then you only swallow. When you swallow, you contemplate wind element, then push the food down. So you contemplate wind element, then you push the food down to the stomach. Okay, this few action already get you very busy already during lunchtime. Okay, then after a few times, then you feel what burdensome to eat. You become feel very tired to eat. If you can feel burdensome to eat, then you overcome your greed for the food. You also can open, can develop your wisdom by discerning four elements meditation. You see whatever you do, just four elements. Water element, earth element, fire element, wind element. Then, when you see more and more, then you lose your greed. Not only losing the greed, you develop wisdom about the four elements meditation. Nothing else, only four elements meditation. You lose the perception of a person also. So try this tomorrow, breakfast and lunch. I also will remind you during lunchtime. Okay, so this eating meditation, the next I want to share is contemplate the pain. Pain is a good friend during the retreat, especially for the first 3 days. So when pain occurred, how are you going to contemplate using four elements meditation? If you only see pain, I'm painful, I'm painful, I guarantee you, you cannot overcome the pain, and yet you develop irritation, agitation about a painful sensation. Therefore, for you not, we suffer from the pain, but we suffer with wisdom. We use the pain to develop our wisdom. We don't suffer for wisdom. I don't want to suffer for nothing. We don't suffer for nothing. We want that suffering with meaning. Okay? So how? First, when you feel painful, painful sensation, then you try to observe the four elements. Which one caused pain? Which one caused discomfort? To me, usually first one is hardness. When you sit too long, become very hard. The cushion become like iron already. So that hardness we call excessive hardness that produce discomfort. So instead of looking pain, instead of noting pain and painful, it's very painful, useless. This way of seeing things will not develop wisdom. So you should see the pain by way of four elements. Try to pick one element that causes discomfort in you. It can be hardness. It can be tightness. It can be rigid. Rigid is also hardness. It can be fire element, too hot. So you pick one. Then you pick one, then you contemplate. Don't contemplate pain. If you contemplate pain, you feel more and more painful because they are telling you pain again. So it will become more and more painful. That type of contemplation is not efficient. Okay? So you contemplate earth element or fire element. When you pick one, then as you go in, you will see more element. Definitely. Because these four elements arise together. Only some become very strong, some become less predominant only. But as you go in, put the mind inside the pain and choose one element, and you will see one predominant one Then after some times, another one also will become a little bit predominant. Then you got two elements to see already. So you choose earth element or fire element. Then as you keep on looking at these two elements, another element will also become clear. At least three elements will become clear. Then the pain, you lose the perception of pain. You only see the elements, meditation. You only see the element, and you will see the element keep changing. That's what we want to see also. The element will keep changing, and the heat become not so hot already, then hardness increases, then the tightness decreases, or some even disappear. Some element even disappear. This is what I want you to see. First is to see various elements. Second is to see the change of the elements. This is how you can develop wisdom. See the change of elements. And gradually you lose the perception of pain. Therefore, pain is nothing, it's not something that you should be afraid of. As long as you know how to contemplate it with insight. Okay, so these are the four few methods you can apply during using four elements during walking meditation or eating meditation, then also pain, observing the pain, okay? And your daily life also, when you go to toilet, when you sit on the toilet bowl, you can see your flesh touch the toilet bowl. You can feel softness, hardness, cold, right? So you pick one or two to observe. So when you're urinating, then you observe flowing, the urine flowing. So you mentally note water element. You also can develop wisdom in the toilet one. Not necessarily in a meditation hall, right? As long as you know how to apply the correct method. Whatever position, whether you are eating, walking, lying down in the toilet, taking shower, if you know how to contemplate and it's a time, you use it for developing wisdom. Okay? So taking shower also, when the water falls down, you feel cold. Then you contemplate coldness, then it changes. It cannot be cold or hot all the time. You will see it change from cold to hot or from flowing to hardness. Whatever element that appear in your mind, you just observe. This is called mindfulness. And just observe without reacting to it. Don't react to it. If it's too hot, then you don't say, too hot, I don't like it. Then you lose mindfulness. Yesterday I mentioned mindfulness has correct attitude, one right attitude is without judgment, right? Without bias, without liking, like or dislike. You just observe it. When it's too hot, you know it's too hot. When it's too hot, you know it's too hot. It will change one, right? Too hot also will change to too cold. Too cold also will change to less cold. So as a yogi, our duty, our responsibility is to observe and let the nature unfold itself. The nature, mean the element. The element, it will unfold, it will arise, then it will change, then it will pass away. This is what we want to see. But without mindfulness, you cannot see anything. So you hold your mindfulness, anchor your mind on it, then the Dhamma will appear by itself. As long as you don't react to it, you say, I don't like it, so painful. Why they don't ring the bell? All these are called reaction of the mind. When the mind react to it, you lose mindfulness and the Dhamma cannot unfold itself. Therefore, another quality of yogis is patience. Patiently wait for the Dhamma to unfold itself. Okay? Okay, so these are the few. Another one thing is I need to share with you is how to overcome slow and torpor. We have three good friends during retreat. Number one is pain. Now you turn the pain to your good friend as four element meditation. That helps you to develop wisdom. So get it off one enemy already. Now second one is slow and torpor. Slow and torpor only during the first few days. If you sleep enough, have enough sleep and not overeating, and also interested in your meditation, you will not have slow and torpor. Only when your mind is too tired, then you are not interested in your meditation, then slow and torpor will come. So when slow and torpor come, what should you do? If you are the very advanced meditator, the moment you feel that your mindfulness become blur, you start to lose your object, then you should know the slow and torpor starts already. You don't wait until your head not like that, only you know you are sleepy. That is called sluggish yogi already. Very sluggish. The mind is so slow to notice the slow and torpor. The moment your mind lose the object, let's say anapanasati, the moment your mind start to become a little bit blur, cannot catch the breath, then you should know, oh, there's some slow and torpor. What should you do? The first, for expert yogi, first, you quickly make your mind alert. Because you know your mindfulness become weak, the moment you acknowledge the mindfulness become weak and make your mind alert, and it will become clear one. Only when you are not alert, then you will be cheated by your slow and torpor. When you are alert, slowly to become slow and torpor, then the mind quickly become alert. But this for expert only. If this fail, then you should open the eyes. If you practice element meditation or anapanasati, just open the eye and count the breath. Using counting, open the eye and count the breath. If this also fail, I would like to suggest you to do standing meditation. When you do standing meditation, especially when you stand in the middle of the cloud, you also afraid fall down, right? When you are sleepy and fall down, you bang to other people. What a shame. So because of that, not afraid of fall down, so you will have energy. The energy will arouse. Okay? The last one, if cannot, you should take deep breath. Breathe in, then hold your breath. Hold until it becomes so uncomfortable. Then gradually you breathe out slowly. Don't breathe so loud, because we don't want to disturb our neighbor yogis. So breathe out until no more air in the lung. Then you feel so uncomfortable, you hold the breath again. Until you cannot stand, then you breathe in again. You do it 5 to 10 times, all your slow and torpor will go away. This is guaranteed. But last to use. Okay. Then the third enemy is restlessness. Restlessness is the most difficult to overcome because only Arahant has no restlessness. So for the first day, in order to overcome the restlessness, if you are practicing Anapanasati, I would like to suggest you to count your breath. To count your breath, breathe in, breathe out 1, breathe in, breathe out 2, breathe in, breathe out 3, breathe in, breathe out 4. Then the mind go off already. Be happy. Your concentration lasts for 4 counts. Okay? Then come back to the 1. And when you count up to 4, your mind goes somewhere else, then you make a mark. On count of 4, my mind wander off. You make a mark. So next round, 1, breathe in, breathe out, 1, after 2, 3, 4. At this time 4, your mind will not wander off. because you already make the mark already, it become more alert. Now my concentration only lasts for 4 count. Then this time after 4, usually it will not wander off. Then you increase 1, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 might go off again. Never mind, improve already. Improve 3 counts. Now your concentration lasts for 7 counts. Then you make a mark. The mind wander off on the count of 7. Then come back again. Then on the count of 7, you will not wander off again. Because that reminder is very helpful to you. So you use the counting method to overcome the restlessness. Okay, so these are a few methods you should overcome your hindrances during the meditation and using 4 elements to develop your wisdom. Okay, that's enough for today.